Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. We continue our coverage on mental concentration during lovemaking. Concentrate your attention on your senses. Because the more we focus on our own sensations and experiences, the more refined they shall become. We will start to perceive all the senses at once, without thinking about them in a mechanical way. Thus, the sensations will come to be perceived as a symphony of life. Massage, the touch of love. Touching is the most specific way to express your love. Consider this an invitation for you to learn new things about the art of erotic massage. By practicing the things you will find here, you will be able to transform a simple massage into a wonderful touch of love. We shall give you the first guidelines. We shall also bring you new and unexpected insights into the fascinating universe of love and lovers. Today our coverage of Anahata Chakra continues. Here are some more things that yogis and mystics had to say about this particular center of force. Even if we do not suspect it, love is the supreme law of the universe. It is a mysterious law that governs and rules every existing thing, from the lifeless atom to the union of any couple. All our thoughts and actions go to it, as to a divine center of irresistible attraction. Love is what gives people the power to dream and follow their dreams. Love gives birth to the mysterious aspiration towards self-knowledge. If you feel you no longer have this wonderful feeling of love towards a person or something really important in your life, then it can only mean one of two things. Either you were never able to love, or you forgot how to look inside yourself, where this love is still present. Let us remind you how. Of course, one of the best methods of remembering things is through meditation. So please join us once again for another meditation on amplifying and energizing your fourth center of force towards the end of our broadcast.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris.
Mental concentration during lovemaking, part 2. Concentrate your attention on the senses. The more we focus on our own sensations and experiences, the more they become refined. We start to perceive all the senses at once, without thinking about them in a mechanical way. Thus, the sensations will be perceived as if we're listening to a symphony of life, feeling more and more often and profoundly the non-discursive experience of sensations. We understand that we have this capacity and that it is natural. Only inner dialogue and the mental excitation interfere, hiding that direct and simultaneous ecstatic conscience of all the senses. At this point, direct perception makes pure subjectivity become identical with pure objectivity, and in this way, there is no longer any difference between them. There is no longer any duality, neither in perception, neither in sensation, nor between the lovers. In this way, lovemaking is of an exceptional cosmic and spiritual value. The touch. We have to empathetically experience what the lover feels while we touch her or him with our hands, caressing them with love, or doing anything else that is mutually accepted by both lovers, feeling in that moment what they like and don't like. We can feel the entire body, with all our body, while we happily and lovingly hug our lover, amplifying to the maximum the intensity of the hug. The more it becomes easier to concentrate on the direct perception of the sensations, the more we will experience various sensations in the entire body. Consequently, we will be able to experience with ecstatic happiness the active and passive aspects of touch, feeling at the same time every caress, every point of contact with our lover, every given or received caress. So we can feel what our lover experiences while we touch her or him. We will be surprised by the fact that we can perceive our lover's sensations through our own hands or other body parts. We can focus our attention either on the feeling experienced by the one that is touched, or on our own feelings, or we can perceive both sensations at the same time. The active and the receptive touch are identical experiences in essence, especially when the merging of the lovers is amplified. The way in which a lover feels when she or he is touched is not different from the sensation felt by us through our hand, because there is a communication that gives birth to the same language. The important element is to experience directly these states without saying it is soft, it is wet, or hard, and by not letting any other comments that can overshadow direct perception interfere. The taste. The taste sense is very well harmonized with the sense of touch and with smell. It is known that there is compatibility between the tastes of lovers. And it is also known that this compatibility very much influences sexual compatibility. The sense of taste is connected to the subtle sexual center of the human being, Svadhisthana chakra. And that is why the taste compatibility of the lovers reflects their sexual compatibility. An amplifying of the taste sensations leads immediately to the awakening and the accumulation of sexual energy. The smell. We must take into account the perfume of the soap, of the shampoo, of the room, and also the perfume of the air. It is important to know how to choose the perfumes and the essences that can accompany us in our erotic games, so that we can be magnetically attracted by the savor of our bodies or of the smell of the atmosphere which we have created. The sight. The visual sense is also very important, because the eye perceives in semi-darkness too, often even with more profound echoes in the human being. The colors, the forms, the clothes, the brightness and the reflection of the bodies, of the hair or of the ornaments. Often during lovemaking, the face becomes brighter, being itself an expression of happiness, of generosity and of ecstatic fulfillment. While we're looking, we're allowing images to come to our eyes, and we're spontaneously abandoning ourselves to perceiving all that is in our visual field, without identifying each thing. Our eye can be fixed anywhere it wants to. Such is the case of staring, keeping the eyes open but without really seeing, that constitute the magical and intimate frame of where we're making love. Then we can fix our eyes on a detail that becomes dear, important and sacred, and at the end we can go back to seeing the all. Then we can focus our attention on something else by spontaneously sending it the magnetism of our look. The hearing. There is no limit to what we can create or feel during the erotic game. Each of these generates a sensation, a reaction, and an emotion that doesn't need a future description. The sounds emitted by each of them, the breathing, the laughter, the groan, the noise of the lips and the tongue, the music of the voice when there is something to be said, the whispers of love, all of these can amplify the erotic desire and experience. We can feel the silent vibrations of our bodies that are hungrily touching each other as they're hugging full of love and harmony. In this way, we become receptive to those pure, archetypal, divine sounds without needing to analyze their meaning. We simply hear them as a celestial music that brings happiness. In this way, we permit sound to penetrate our ears without needing to comment on it.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. Massage, the touch of love. Touching is the most specific way to express your love. This is an invitation for you to learn new things about erotic massage. By practicing the things you will find here, you will be able to transform a simple massage into a wonderful touch of love. This article will give you the first guidelines. Also, each day afterwards, we will bring new and unexpected insights into the fascinating universe of love and lovers. A brief introduction. Erotic massage given by one lover to the other is a dance of love and also a dance of energies. It is the language of lovers, During the massage, either one or both of you might feel erotic, or you might fall asleep, or you might burst out in laughter, or even in tears. You might or might not have intercourse before, during, or after the massage. However, should orgasm become the goal, you run the risk of missing other erotic and very pleasant sensations. Allow each moment and each feeling to unfold itself. This is when a simple massage becomes like a meditation. Massage is an art where you express yourself with sensitivity and awareness. Let your touch discover the other without demands and expectations. At first, the techniques will be techniques, like learning to ride a bicycle. But after a while, your touch will come to nourish the body, the soul, the mind, and the spirit of your beloved. You will also find that your lover's body, even in stillness, will bring pleasure to and through your hands. Let your fingertips taste the curves, the rough, the smooth, the firm, and the soft. Let yourself feel. What do you need? A quiet and warm place. Oil, lotion, or a water-based lubricant. A towel. A padded table, a bed, a padded floor, or a large towel on the beach. Gentle music. Feathers, a silk scarf, special massage gloves, and other such objects that may enhance erotic pleasure. Guidelines. There are three basic guidelines when you want to massage your lover. Number 1. Live in the moment by letting go of expectations of the future and of comparisons with the past. Be here and now. Number 2. Whenever possible, maintain full hand contact. Allow your palms, fingers, and thumbs to outline the contours of your lover's body. Number 3. Maintain a continuous flow of your movements on his or her body. Movements blend together, each one enhancing the preceding and preparing the next. Remember, if your touches induce pleasure to your lover, then you are doing them correctly, regardless of theory or written instructions. Vary the pressure, the tempo, and the rhythm. Repeating a stroke in the exact same way each time becomes boring fairly quickly to both the recipient and the giver. Minimize talking. An important exception is when your lover needs to communicate his or her deep feelings. Become centered. You can quiet yourself by slowing your breath. By being centered, you will deeply experience your own pleasure. Preparations. Wear. As long as distractions and interruptions are minimized, you can give a massage anywhere. When you give a massage outside, take precautions for insects and excessive sunlight. When you do it inside, unplug the phone, make arrangements for everyone else, including children, not to interrupt you. It is very important to maintain a warm temperature. If it is necessary, use a portable heater or cover the areas of the body you are not massaging at the moment with a towel. When? Explore the energies of a new moon, an equinox, a solstice, or celebrate a birthday or an anniversary. You can do it after work or during a stressful period. Sometimes you can be spontaneous, but setting aside a specific day or evening is more likely to ensure that it happens. With what? Basically, all you need is oil. Fragranced ones entice the mind but may sting the skin. Some prefer vegetable oils. Unfragranced coconut oil is a very good choice, and others prefer mineral oils. On sensitive tissues, such as the female genitalia, some consider water-based lubricants to be much healthier. You can apply the oil or lubricant to your hands, either from a plastic squeeze bottle or a bottle with a push pump or even a bowl. Massage tables are great for your back. Otherwise, a padded floor, a bed, or the ground covered with a piece of cloth is quite suitable. Gather a large towel or two. When your lover is lying on their front, he or she may need a covered foam pad or a couple of rolled towels placed under the front of the ankles. If, when lying on his or her back, they feel a strain in their lower back, place the same pad underneath their knees as well. If you anticipate using feathers or other tactile stimulators, then have them close at hand. Select some music without dominating rhythms and without words. Use candlelight or colored lights, incense, flowers, and or whatever creates a special atmosphere. Is everything ready? Once your beloved is ready to begin, give him or her the invitation to take a few full breaths and to close his or her eyes. Allow your hands to move intuitively. Now you are ready to open the door to inner peace, pleasure, joy, harmony, and love, both for your beloved and yourself. So express your love through deep tenderness. Seven Gates Towards the Universe. Fourth Gate, Anahata Chakra. Part 4. Even if we do not suspect it, love is the supreme law of the universe. It is a mysterious law that governs and rules every existing thing, from the lifeless atom to the union of any couple. All our thoughts and actions go to it as if to a divine center of irresistible attraction. Love is what gives people the power to dream and follow their dreams. Love gives birth to the mysterious aspiration of self-knowledge. If you feel you no longer have this wonderful feeling of love towards a person or something really important in your life, then it can only mean one of two things. Either you were never able to love, or that you forgot how to look inside of you, where this love is still present. Love knows that the things of the mind are fickle and are subject to change. Therefore, pure and overwhelming love can turn even the most pitiful person into a champion. You may think you can only perceive love in your moments of joy and happiness through your loved one, but love does not really need that to manifest. Love does not rule over anything, and it does not want to be ruled. Above all, love offers something, and it requires nothing in return. See its divine simplicity in action and in life. Love is an earthly reflection of heavenly love, and therefore it does not have any boundaries or limits. If there is love, it is everywhere, and if there is love, it will exist from now on forever. Love is the ineffable, overwhelming, and divine feeling that makes us expand our consciousness and makes us feel that we are one with the infinite. Love is mostly manifested through the sublime aspiration of uniting with the object of our love, with the being we love dearly and deeply. The emergence, persistence, and development of this feeling in the sphere of each individual are intimately connected to the formation and crystallization of one's personality. The yogis have always considered the feeling of love as extraordinarily important and often characterized it as an essential value or criteria, if you will, of the degree of a human being's spiritual evolution. It is a measure of the fact that in the most intimate part of a person, he or she who loves has the possibility of acquiring the qualities of love itself, which are infinity and divinity. Consequently, true, genuine love is a very simple way of overcoming or transcending one's ego. The most beautiful love one can experience is the love of God. He is our eternal lover, and our souls are His beloved. And when the soul meets the greatest lover in the whole universe, then the divine love will truly begin. Paramahansa Yogananda. O Lord, when I dwell in the house of my mortal consciousness, I think I love my parents and friends. I imagine I love my birds, animals, and possessions. Now, after I enter the temple of omniscience, I know you are all I love, manifested in the shapes of my parents, friends, and all the creatures and things around me. By loving you, my heart knew how to love everyone. Being loyal to you, I am loyal to all of them, and I love everything. Once again, Paramahansa Yogananda. For a better understanding of Anahata Chakra, we will explain the following terms. Harmony, concordance, accord, matching the composite elements of the whole. A philosophical category that expresses the adherence of the parts, the coherence of the interior and exterior, the unity of form and content, the unity of contradictions. Harmony is often considered as the foundation, attribute, or the effect of beauty. Transfiguration, a procedure of inner alchemy that makes it possible to resonate with subtle divine energies from the macrocosmos. Through transfiguration, the elements of the outside reality, distilled by a noble vision and imagination and power of expression of the person capable of transfiguring, are transformed into a new, elevated, spiritual reality, a source of ecstasy. Through the example of artistic expression, transfiguration represents the proof of the active and creative role of the consciousness. The sublime artistic expression, capable of recreating the reality with new and deeper meanings, brought art the name of the magic mirror of reality. Transfiguration plays an important part in sexual continence and in the art of divine lovemaking as well. Empathy, resonance that is awakened and amplified through the yogic practice, allowing a superior psychic and effective communication with other people, or sometimes with beings from unseen worlds. Generally speaking, we all know that a mother intuitively knows her baby's needs and feelings. This apparently mysterious connection between the mother and her child is naturally related to the fact that initially the child was one with the mother. Empathy is an intuitive way of knowing others, because it ensures a form of effective communication and immediate sentimental transposition, enabling the possibility of identification with other beings in various situations that life presents. Through certain psychological techniques, and even better, through certain yoga techniques, a person can normalize and improve his or her experiences and perceptions. A powerful, beneficial, positive emotional experience charges the person in question with positive energy, stimulates their mind, and euphorically colors their soul. The study in the field of psychosomatic confirms the fact that disturbing negative emotions cause various heart, liver, and/or brain diseases, and at the same time, they deeply affect the consciousness of the physical body.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: amplifying the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention on the middle of your chest, which represents the projection of Anahata Chakra in your physical body. The symbolical representation of Anahata Chakra is a lotus flower with 12 petals, symbolizing the 12 energy channels, or nadis, situated here. This chakra represents compassion,
emotional tranquility, detachment, unconditional love, the consciousness of love and empathic communion with other beings, abnegation, self-giving and self-sacrifice. The element it resonates with is the subtle energy of the air. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. Amplifying the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. Let us begin.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.